Huh?
Joe.
Gooch.
Oh. It just hit me. I'm kinda tipsy.
Waste.
But it ain't the drink inside this glass that's got this room spinning way too fast. Words are slurring.
Huh?
Vision blurry. Feels like I had more than a few under the influence of you. Yeah. Somebody better call me a cab. Take me straight to rehab. You got me addicted. Ooh. And I don't wanna fix it.
No.
Stacey Static, and this is the Any Hour Happy Hour, and this show is all about everything that happened last week. Like, if it was trending on social media, if it was trending on the news, even if it was something that you didn't quite see, but it was bubbling under the surface, we will touch on it, or at least try to. Welcome to our very first podcast. Just to tell you a little bit about myself, I am a music industry professional and have been for close to 20 years. I am a mom. I am an, will I say I'm a feminist? I don't know that I am, but I definitely ride for Black Girl Magic and definitely what?
Nothing.
I don't know. I'm just trying to give a brief description of myself because I don't like bios. Like, and I've done blah, 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 blah. You'll figure that out as we go along. Read the bio on the website.
Okay. Yo, what's up? Hey, this is your boy, Christopher Topher Jones, a.k.a. UCD Topher.
Thank you.
All right. That's how it's supposed to go. I'm a marketing and entertainment nightlife professional for over 20 years. I have a background in marketing from some local universities. I'm a father. I'm a grandfather. I'm a friend. I've been a teacher. I'm a coach currently.
He putting all his business on the street.
Oh, definitely. And I consider myself a professional. Yeah, there it is.
All right. There you go. I'm glad that you called yourself UCD Topher.
Oh, definitely. This is your boy, UCD Topher. Everybody knows what's up. This is your boy, the loudmouth, UCD Topher, Mr. Know-It-All.
All right. There you go. We appreciate it. All right. So, new edition. They've got this miniseries. Have you been able to check it out at all?
No, I did see them working on their steps through the TV in my granny's house.
But you didn't. You haven't watched any.
I haven't watched the miniseries, but I do have a quick sidebar that I'm very proud of.
Okay, let's go.
A very successful female friend of mine from the St. Louis area told me that she watched the miniseries and it almost brought tears to her eyes because she used to have a crush on me when she was in junior high school. Back when the songs came out.
Oh.
And she recently got to ride Space Mountain, and it's all coming to fruition.
Did he really stop the music for that?
Really, she waited 20 years to ride Space Mountain, and she said that the New Edition song was a song she used to listen to.
Which one?
Any Little Heartbreak, and talk to her friend on the phone all night or whatever. Ain't that it?
Any Heartbreak?
Any Heartbreak. Yeah, I'm going to fuck up the names of a lot of stuff. Just like my boy said, he said Scottie Pippins. Not Scottie Pippin.
I think the only thing that I learned from this movie is I understand why it seems like Bobby and Ralph are the ones who have the most issues. But when you see BBD, those dudes look good. They look healthy. They look happy. Everybody else look like they've had drug issues. All of them, from Johnny Gill to Ralph to Bobby, it's like I'm amazed. And I know this sounds horrible. I'm going to say it anyway. It sounds horrible. But I'm amazed that any of them are alive still.
Okay.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things.
Well, it doesn't sound horrible. Right.
No, in the grand scheme of things.
We understand the way that you treat your body or the way that the world can treat you. And yeah. We've seen so much tragedy and death recently. So you could say that.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm surprised they're still kicking.
But
think
then again,
the cocaine kind of preserved them.
Here's what I would say to that. I'm not surprised that it's all played out that way. Because if you know celebrities and you know how things are, then you know that Benny Siegel going to live a long time. Jay-Z was the one who had a chance to die. Because he's the one getting the attention and the girls fast and the things thrown at him. When you like the second tier guys, you're more level-headed because, you know, you can walk in the store. You can walk in 7-Eleven sometimes and people kind of shake you down. You know, hey, shake your hand.
You're left humbled.
Yeah, you okay. Not just humbled. You got more fame than me. Like, you know, you can get it without words. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying, you can, but when you next to the guy, like, honestly, so I have a celebrity friend, and people think that I have a real boisterous personality, and I'm out there. But when I'm with him, I mean, I kind of play second tier because don't know girls run up like, ooh, Toby, woo, Noah.
Your friend told me about third, fourth tier.
You know what I'm saying? But keep it 100, though.
Disrespecting you, don't talk.
Yeah, but girls don't run up and be like, ooh, ooh, ooh. The same girl that was looking at me the night before when I promoted a party, they run up and I'm like, hey, what up? And they be like, shit. Hey. And I'm like, hey, you. That man ain't tripping off you, but that's how it is. You know what I'm saying? So you know that when you're standing next to that. So if you Belle, Biff, or DeVoe, and you stand next to Ralph Transvant, Bobby Brown, or Johnny Gill, when the girl run up, they're like, ooh, I love you. I want up him.
And but Belle, Biff, DeVoe is like, to
and
me,
they get it.
Hands down, Ronnie DeVoe, I never looked. I hated him when I was little. He had no eyebrows. That freaked me out. But now he is, like, beautiful. I'm like, he's so fine. He looks amazing.
And he's the oldest.
That's he's, really, like, 50. He looks amazing. Like,
that's
he looks
really
healthy.
Funny you say that because I saw them on Good Morning America.
And what?
They was moving slow in the motherfucker.
Who, which one? BBD?
They was moving slow.
You tripping.
I saw them on Good Morning America. they was running the steps. Saying that they had an album and a tour coming out?
They probably had to like modify their show.
For the stage, because it was a small stage.
Because it was a small set.
Excuse
me,
I know what
moving
slow is. I'm a coach.
Don't do that.
They, you know.
Don't do that. Don't do them. They look healthy to me.
No, they look very healthy. As men, they look healthy.
Yeah, they
As
look
performers,
amazing.
They look slower than some of these old.
They don't look like Bobby got to like lean over chairs at
Bobby
concerts.
Bobby had sex with a ghost.
Oh, none of them sound.
Bobby had sex with a ghost. We not talking. Are we talking about Bobby?
Bobby fried chicken with cocaine. What is that? Where did that even come from?
I'm gonna keep it 100 though. Bobby one of my friends' friends, so Bobby my friend, and I'm through. Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Right there.
You think you're through with the Bobby situation?
Bobby. People don't understand the pressures that be on people at the age that...
I understand. I realize
you know, we older in our life. You know what I'm saying? You're not 20-something years old and hearing yes every time. It changes who you are. It changes the best of men and the worst of men. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you hear yes every time...
Yeah, and they showed that. They showed that. The manager would be like letting him fly his girlfriend in. Yeah, Ralph could do whatever because they, you know, he was the lead singer, so they had to make sure he was happy. And that's what I appreciated about the movie, about this miniseries, is that they did show every facet of what made them
the way
who
they are.
Right, yeah,
yeah,
who they
like
are
that.
Today. I mean, you said that they're beefing all over again.
Well, it seemed like they were on an interview I heard today.
I don't know what happens with these groups. A Tribe Called Quest.
Temptation.
All of them. They be beefing.
You got to realize, if you've ever won anything, if you've ever been on a team that was successful, at that very moment, everybody bought in to the philosophy and the mission and direction of the team.
Right.
That doesn't last forever. Mm. You got to do that. A buddy and I were talking about the Patriots. It's a Patriot way. When you come to the Patriots, you buy into that system.
Right.
When you leave, you go act the fool or you want to act the fool. But mm-hmm. you do it the way there. These guys bought into something. And then they grew, got money, went and got wives, families, divorce, child support.
And they keep getting the money. They got
to
act like they
And to keep getting the money, I
got to
get back on this mission with you. But I'm not 20-something. I'm not in the same position. And I'm not really, really ready to dedicate my life to that mission. And I don't trust you ready to do it. You let me down before.
Right.
It's different. Of course we into it. They probably would never hurt each other. And look at NWA. I remember when NWA broke up and all that crazy stuff was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then Easy got AIDS. It affected me really hard because my buddy Tab Money had signed with Easy. I had walked into an apartment in the projects in Indianapolis and looked to the left and seen my buddy from grade school on the screen with Easy, Tab Money and the Villain, signed with Easy, Tab straight out of St. Louis. And I was like, damn, he signed with Easy. He blew up. And he had just did something pretty rusted, did something with Keith Sweat. It went double platinum. My other partner was rapping with a local group. When I seen Tab, it was like, I know something finna happen for the hood. That man died that fast. It was crazy. But to hear the way Ice Cube and Dre came to his defense, they was shitting on each other on records. And immediately when EG got sick, I didn't need the movie to show me that. They all came to his... I went... And Dre and Cube was on the video right after that.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Good Day or something like that?
Good Morning America, something like that.
No, Dre was on Cube. You don't remember Dre and Cube was on... It might have been Good Day or...
They were on something. Like,
on a song?
Yeah, no. Right after that, a video was released and one of them was on each other's video. They was coming out of the bathroom.
Oh, I remember that.
It was Cuba, one of them.
Oh, Q came out with kicking his fro.
Exactly. You know exactly what I'm talking about. But I'm
this
saying...
This guy here, boy.
That's exactly the scene I'm talking about.
I think it's on Let Me ride.
Let me ride. I said, good day. But what I was saying is, immediately they came to...
He said, yeah, it was a good motherfucking day. Yeah, he came on picking
immediately, that's why I said good. But immediately they came to his... Like, nigga, we was into it like, what? Ready to ride, but then you finna die? I'm with you.
Right.
Like, what? Right. I know they're like, what? I got two of my uncles up there. He was like, I said, man, I don't care what I say about you in private, and we argue, you mine. You could fall very low from grace, but you still mine.
Right.
And I'm going to remember all the good times when I need to. And I think they into it because they not on the same mission. They had different points of their life. Some of them then probably picked up different philosophies about God.
Well, yeah, obviously. Q was the first one to break away from everything. He was trying to tell them that they were not woke enough.
And then Dre was like, shit.
I'm doing all the bits.
My bad. You knew better. But he was like, you knew better. My bad.
Dre is so wealthy. He owns his own island.
Oh, you can buy an island.
I mean...
Me and you gonna buy one day.
Okay, let's do this.
I'm not trying shit on Dre.
No, that's pretty amazing. No, that's, I mean, I don't know many brothers with islands.
Yo, take the window lock off, man.
It's crazy.
Move the seat up a little bit, too.
I feel you, man.
Where we going?
On a ride. That's all I need to know.
Talk to me.
It's a shame you don't treat me right.
Nah.
When I stick by your side, girl, I work this 9 to 5
working
to buy you the things that you like. Cause you know it's real,
baby.
And you know I does this.
Just
so baby, what's the deal? Why are you showing off in public?
So tell me why you're playing games.
Why?
I'm a man.
What
you say?
What?
Speak up, cause girl, I can't hear you. Tired of getting 50% when I'm near you. Yeah, like why I'm not giving my all. When you act like you don't care at all.
No.
I guess I'm a sucker for love, but I believe in you, baby, so I never give up.
Every time I buy you things, you play the game.
You run, and you run.
Cause you see my heart's in pain when you run away.
You run, and you run.
I'm so sick of this. Give me kiss, then you split. Tell me you care, but give me time limited, girl. Where do you run?
Yeah, welcome to our very first podcast, Any Hour Happy Hour.
All right, back to a topic we were talking about. We were just talking about.
I thought we were done. We're not done with that.
I don't know which one we want.
New Edition.
No, we can't be done with the New Edition because we didn't officially rank the solo efforts. You mentioned what you thought.
We have to rank the solo efforts. Do we really have to do that?
I don't know, but I wanted to say something because I thought that what you said was not right. You said that BBD solo effort was better.
Probably.
No, Bobby Brown, obviously.
BBD has the bigger hits, though.
They have the biggest record in the world.
Poison.
Poison is a never die record.
Poison is the biggest hit. If
Poison don't got more spin than It Takes Two by Rob Bass. Stop it. I don't know that, but we got
to
research that. Because y'all made me mad with that Poison. Fuck
no, Poison is a huge
it
record.
It is. It's a hit. But I also think that Poison was a record made to be a record. And that's the whole thing. Like
Keith Sweat's song, originally.
I think BBD made records for the people to be hits. And I think that Ralph Transvant, Bobby Brown, and Johnny Gill made records for their personality to actually further who they were. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, BBD never wanted to shine like, oh, don't look at me, but look at what I'm, the music. And they was like, look at me and the music, because I am selling the brand. And BBD was more selling the music, the moves, the whole vibe.
BBD was like the grown up original New Edition. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It was like they were a group. No. Nobody outshined the other. And that's the first thing that old boy told him. And nobody outshines the other one in BBD. They're all equally as important. You know damn well they are not about to stand on their own.
They're all equally as insignificant, and that's what makes it a good team.
I like Ricky's voice. I love when Ricky sings. Yeah. I like his voice.
But you
I was
don't
like,
know
oh,
who...
I didn't even realize he could sing until he got with BBD.
Okay, so newsflash, point of reference. Stacey likes everybody. She likes Trey Songz. Tyrese.
I like Trey Songz as a person. I don't particularly
You think he
care
cute. I used to check your Instagram. You smiled so hard next year. That was your hardest smile, was the Trey Songz smile.
It wasn't. No, you gotta know. Like, Trey is very charming.
Okay. She likes Trey Songz, Tyrese, Plies, Nelly.
I do not
Nelly,
like
Morris Chestnut. She liked the whole gambit of brothers. So you don't know who she really likes.
All
different
brothers.
Yeah, all different kind of brothers.
All three of them.
She likes short, light-skinned dudes.
I ain't got no type.
Tall, dark. Yeah, that is. So... Don't go buy into who she say
super,
I.
It's super thug.
Yeah, that is.
It's super thug.
Real talk. Real talk. Real
I just
talk.
Find appreciation. Listen, I find appreciation in black men. Don't fault me for that.
Black men
are awesome. Men of color.
I need women to find appreciation outside of black men. That's how people start liking me. Like, don't just like the traditional type. Look a little further. Big guys need love, you know?
All right, speaking of Trey Songz, since you brought up Trey Songz. Okay. Trey Songz is in the news. With this Miss Keke Palmer. Now, let me go ahead and give the disclaimer.
I take this from directly off your page, too.
I will give the disclaimer right off the top. I am not a fan of Keke Palmer.
Why?
She rubs me wrong. Initially, it was probably something. No, I heard about that was more icing on the cake.
Ferguson, you heard about her in the Ferguson?
I heard she came to Ferguson in like heels.
Cass was like riding her. Like,
and she had like a short, tight skirt, and they were like driving, like, you had a protest
driving
with
her. You know,
the
Ferguson cats was driving her.
Yeah. So I didn't. That wasn't even first. It was something else. Like, I've been in her presence before, so she kind of rubbed me wrong. And then I saw her on Wendy Williams' show, and she was like, "Hey, girl," to Wendy Williams. And Wendy Williams is like a 50-year-old woman. Like, don't call me girl. Little girl. So, and I could just tell that Wendy was kind of like taken aback. Like, little girl. So I was like, I don't like her. Like, ever since then, I was just like, she do too much. And then it was like a bunch of things. Like, her kissing on some girl on social media. And that's not a big thing, but it was just like, so apparently she gets upset because she goes to his house to hang out, and she's drinking. And if this is truly, truly what happened, I feel it. Because I would be livid if somebody put me on video and I didn't want to be on video. I tell people all the time, don't film me. Like, you didn't ask my permission, don't do that.
I would put you on video and see and dare you to act like that. I would.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
No, you wouldn't. I know you wouldn't.
You don't want to know why I would?
No, you wouldn't.
I would put
You've
you
never
on
done that.
I've never put you in a compromising position. But if I was Trey Songz, or if I get hot out here, I'm putting your ass on a video and I'm marketing it the right way, and you ain't gonna get mad at me.
But that's what I'm saying. And when I saw the video, well, okay, I take
you
it back, because Warner took the video down.
Right.
That's his label. They took the video down. I never even saw it, but the stills I saw from it, they say she was seen sitting on a couch taking selfies.
But here's what I also know about
you. Why are you mad?
You would never. Okay, so even I'm not Trey Songz, but you know I have certain things going on. So if you came to a scenario where I was an event or anything, and you didn't want to be filmed and I was filming, you would leave. And I've seen you like that, and I didn't understand when we first started dealing. Like, you'd be like, I'm up. Because you're not going to put yourself in that situation to where the motherfucker catch you on the couch and you
right.
take your selfies, and then I got to explain that. So she didn't leave. You see what
and
I'm
that's
saying?
What I, she, or, and then her excuse was, my Uber wouldn't have gotten here on time. I was like, what? She talking about she hid in the closet. It was just too much.
I agree 100%. But I also got you. But I also got to stop and say two things. First, it sounded a little bit like you were a little bit jealous. she's a few shades darker than you. So just naturally, the mind starts working where you were talking. But I'm gonna put that aside because
Nobody's
I agree with you.
No, not like that.
Put that aside because I agree with you, and I will say this. Because I, like I said before in the introduction, because I've been a teacher or responsible for young people,
mm-hmm.
I've had to get in the mindset of my players as a coach. And sometimes I've had young white males, young Jewish males, and I am not a young white male or Jewish male, but I gotta find the things that they identify with so I can motivate them and create that connection. So when it comes to the young women that I've had a chance to mentor or work with, I've had to come out my mindset as a chauvinist male, to be 100% honest, and celebrate them and be a teacher and or an instructor to them.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do that, you learn to protect them. So I know that some women think about things and are dynamic in their business and moving, but some women are not able to move through situations and manipulate them so good in the world that men learn to manipulate. Don't be in this place. Because for a man, it means getting your head busted, your ass whooped, or even dying. For a woman, it means being violated. And when a woman gets that spidey sense or whatever that she's about to get violated, she reacts to it. But sometimes it could be as little as being in the video, so it's not as deep as a violation.
You so you felt saying? Like she was violated? Is that what you, because I missed what
No,
you
I felt
saying.
Like that the excuse about Uber and hiding in the closet is almost believable. Almost. Because some women don't react the way that other women like yourself would react. they wouldn't know the answer. And they're like, I don't want to be rude. And I want to be a lady. And I want to be polite. But I don't want to be
filmed. In this video.
I don't want to be. So like instead of me taking a stand and be like, you know how I act when I'm ready to act the way. Fuck all. More.
And I get that. And I guess and I just.
Women need to be protected.
To those women, I say. Mm-hmm. And this is what gives it. When you say women need to be protected, I get that. Mm-hmm. But women also have to be knowledgeable and strong mm-hmm. and be able to make those decisions for themselves. Get out of there. If you don't want to be there,
but if
don't
I pick,
have to feel
but
apologetic
if I picked up my daughter
that.
And she said, if I went to a party and I picked up my daughter in high school or college, and I have a stepdaughter, and she's awesome, better than my son's, she said, I told him I didn't want to be in it. I called for an Uber. It canceled. I was kind of worried, was the Uber going to come and then how it was going to play out because I got a relationship with him and I want to be able to do business with him. And then right. the situation came where I made this move. Then I ended up in the closet. But then I was like, fuck it, I'm in the closet. I don't want to be in the video, but I don't want to be the girl in the closet. I ain't weak, daddy. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So my girl in the court, now I'm mad because I can see how it play out. When you a protective woman, I can see. Now, her story could be totally bunk. Get your ass up and get out of there. You a celebrity. You've been dealing with this type of thing. You got a publicist and an agent. You've talked about this scenario more than once.
Yeah, that's why
exactly.
I don't get it.
But I'm saying
like,
for
no.
a woman, though, we got. I always put on that hat first where I think, did she have the...
You put on your cape.
Is that what it is? Slavery? Okay.
He said you keep
well,
it up.
There it is. Well, I'm just saying I put on that hat first because okay. I feel like as a man, and I'm a big guy, I don't run into the same problem that people run into. Most people don't mess with a big old dude like yeah, me. But I understand that people come through different scenarios and I just want to see where they mind at. But if a girl tell me some unbelievable story
right.
or some silly stuff, get your butt out of here. And her stuff is a little unbelievable, but
I guess because and that's the thing because like I said, I prefaced this all with she rubbed me wrong a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like she seems like an attention getter. She mm-hmm. always wants attention,
and I get that.
It was difficult to fall in line with that. Had it been somebody else, had it been say I don't know who seems that kind.
You
what?
I told her don't put me in that video.
No.
My heart wasn't right.
I would just leave. Like yeah. you said.
No,
you
would just
I wouldn't
leave.
Even.
Right.
I would just be like, leave. I'm outside.
The situation.
I'm just trying
but
to
have you it. Ever not left in a situation where you thought was compromising?
But I'm a man, though. So it's a
what
different.
Does that mean? You
I
mean?
Just think, I was thinking in general. Men
I didn't leave in a situation that I thought was compromising and I got shot. Get your ass out of the situation that you think is compromising.
Yeah, but I think
serious business.
And I understand
but
what
we
you,
have different agency as men know than women do.
Yeah, and I think that, no, but this is what I wanted to address. Because I think that women need to stop being apologetic for protecting themselves.
Exactly.
It's just like,
and I think that...
Okay. And that's the only thing I'm saying. I understand your point completely. And I wish more men thought like you. And that would be cool if we could let our guard down and know that the big, strong guy that's over here, he's going to have my back. But in situations where you know it just don't feel right, get the fuck out of here.
But see, you made my point. Women are apologetic for that.
Yeah, and
so
it shouldn't be.
I thought maybe that could be the only excuse I was saying.
But it's disbelievable. But it's hard to believe when last week... You got out of a limo
and
with his
cool.
ass
right.
cheeks hanging
don't
out.
Don't even play with me. And you roll how he rolled. You know he ain't different than how he was.
And you and you've been friends. You just said you've been friends. Y'all been knowing each other
Mike
since
Mike Tyson
you
did not rape that girl in Indiana.
I believe that as well.
I'm sorry. I'm going to say stuff
but you
like
understand?
That.
But I was just
Mike
saying.
Mike Tyson like, did not rape that girl in Indiana.
Okay. But all I'm saying is he been knowing her since she was 12.
I
know they've
it.
Hung out together. She hung out with August Alsina. It's like, girl, you not. And it's, I don't want to say. Not, because I don't want to, like, I'm not even insinuating she's a hoe. She can sleep with whoever she wants. It's just like, sit down.
You saying
all.
That she's not unfamiliar to risque environments.
Exactly.
You was in one. You should know how to handle yourself when you're
that's
in
all
one.
I'm saying. There girl, don't act brand new.
I'm sorry. So forget her.
Because you didn't
want to
be in the damn video.
Right.
That's all.
No, you changed your position.
No, I never had
a
position.
Made a very valid point.
I never had a position. I just want women to know that I know that... That they ain't ready to whoop nobody ass and say, take me home. And that's a hard position to be in because a lot of men aren't able to say in that position. Right.
But a lot of men know at least to be like, man, I'm just going to walk it on home, man. I'm just going to pop out.
I have left. See, I've walked
nah,
outside.
You seem like a reasonable guy. When Stacey mentioned that we would be working with you, I knew exactly who you were. No, ain't no dude from my neighborhood going to say that. He going to ride it out and get a case with his dumb ass.
You know
that's what
and
we
I,
do.
And I will say
that. Ice Cube said he'd get out of the car. That's why dude put that in there. Like, let me out the car. Like, right. That's a decision that a black man got to make.
Yeah.
A black man don't make that decision. You know how many cars I've been, man?
Okay, we're not going to talk about that.
I'm just saying, I could have been in some stupid situations while I was at Hurst or while I was at SLU. I did some dumb stuff. But guys would put me out the car. Like, get your nerdy self on. We're going to go do something. I'm like, all right, hit me tomorrow. But that's real talk, though. But you got to, it's easy when your friends believe in you because you don't have to make that decision. So all I was saying was, I believe that it could be harder for a woman to make that decision. Because as men, you expected to stand up to me if I put you in a compromising situation.
Right, right.
She's not expected to fight me. That don't make sense. That's all. I'm sorry.
No, but I'm going to weasel my way out of that situation.
Me, I talk my way out of fights. I'm soft. I don't want no smoke.
I mean, you
and what the kids say, I don't want no smoke.
You got to be wise out here. All right. Chrisette Michelle, speaking of women and their decisions.
There it is.
Chrisette Michelle, who... I like her. I love her voice. I liked her last studio album. She bombed. Chrisette Michelle went and performed at Donald Trump's inauguration, much to the chagrin of all of her fans and the entire black community, including black Twitter. She went
Not
and performed.
Me.
She went, I know. She went and performed at the inauguration and then came back to report that she didn't even get an opportunity to shake his hand. There were rumors going around that she was paid upwards of $900,000. Then it was confirmed it was $250,000. She is probably a, what we call her, a D-list? Not D-list. She's not
got,
D.
The problem is, I don't mean to jump in here on y'all show, but she's got publishing money for days. She wrote Lost Ones for Jay-Z. She wrote that hook.
Oh.
She also wrote Can't Forget About whatever. That's the Nas song. Can't Forget About Us or Can't Forget.
Okay.
Whatever. So she wrote those hooks. So she getting them publishing checks.
This is so in my wheelhouse. This is so in my wheelhouse.
Okay, but wait. What? So.
Chrisette
okay.
Michelle and the scenario is
she's
so
D,
in my
she's
wheelhouse.
A D, she's a D.
So,
she's a D.
Is she D-list? D-list. Okay, she's... Wait. Let me set
okay,
it up.
Who's more popular, her or Music Soul Child?
Wow.
That'd be about that. That's my bar. Let's start from there. You had your bar with Fabulous. Music Soul Child is like my bottom barrel for my R&B artist.
Fabulous, you were not on my bottom
no,
barrel.
No.
You
but
were
saying,
a different type of bar.
I'm saying
that. I just want Fabulous to know that.
No,
he came with me.
A good
this
artist.
Particular,
yeah. Right. Is Michelle better than Music Soul Child?
I will put her ahead of Music Soul Child because she can perform live and he can't.
Okay.
So her show money is going to always be greater than his because once Jig is up with
him.
Terrible.
Okay.
He is a studio singer. Love Music Soul Child. He never got better. Love all of his music. Love his albums. He can't perform.
Y'all like
shit.
That hustle thing he do?
Are you gonna edit that?
Oh, y'all ain't heard that hustle?
Are you gonna edit that?
What's your burp?
No. The fact that she said all that shit, because I get to say anything. She just shit on Music Soul Child so bad.
Yeah, go ahead.
That was
like, I did not.
That was like an Asian bad porn.
No.
You shit on
I did not. That was just me being honest.
No. That's not a shit on somebody.
No,
like.
I didn't talk about
Let me,
anything.
I know. Let me back this up.
And I said, I love his music.
I heard you say it, but
I love his
music. That was called passive aggressive. Here it is. Let me say this up, and I definitely don't want this edit. Let me back.
Being a D-list artist.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Shit. You can't say it no better. He said she better than Music Soul Child. You said no, and he's bumped.
No, she knows. She said.
She is. Yeah. She is better. Anyway, go ahead.
I want to back this up, and then I want to start it by saying that I'm backing it up. But in the future, I'm going to say bag because I'm black. I know you back up, but we always say bag up. So if you hear me say it, that's what this is. That's the reference point. My second reference is I will not be apologizing to people on this show because I work on the whoop me rule. Do you know what that is?
And explain that to the listeners.
If you can't whoop me, I don't care what you say. So I apologize to Fabulous because I thought it was out of context and I like Fabulous, but he can't.
But that's not what that. But
it don't matter. He can't whoop me. So that's why I was.
But
just,
we weren't saying it.
I love that. Fabulous in my top five.
But
for
never that. But he is.
He is in my
you
top
are
five.
Fucking special, yes. And I will hang with you. And I know them girls like you, so we gonna hang.
Go ahead. Michelle.
Okay, so here's what I'm saying about Chrisette Michelle. And this will be a theme as me, as a participant on the podcast and as a guest of whatever I am, podcast, whatever I'm doing. I'm going to teach black people about history and how to think.
Mm-hmm.
We should never comment on her being there. Her comments alone should have shut us up. She said she went so that the other side could see her. That's always important. If we're going to do any business, any war, any conflict, any non-conflict, any healing, any... distancing,
mm-hmm.
any separation, segregation, or inclusion. we always going to have to send representatives to some capacity on every side.
Okay.
If she got 250,000, 150,000, 50,000 all in, all travel, whatever it was, if she was paid handsomely, then we shouldn't say anything about it. If she's a D-list artist, who are we to say, why are we talking in our community about the little money she got? If there was not one black artist on the show.
There was two.
If there was not one on the show, mm-hmm. we would have been complaining that he didn't invite nobody. So we have to be very careful in how we present ourselves in protest. And we have to be strategic, intelligent, and tactful. And to that quick point, because we're about to talk about Trump country, so. And I'm a Republican.
You're a Republican?
Hell yeah. If one third of the people, I don't care what color they are, would have protested Obama's presidency in the manner that people are protesting Trump's presidency without giving them a chance, it would have been a race war in America. There's no way people could have stood up against Obama's presidency. Listen. And everybody in this room wouldn't have been up in arms.
They did stand up for it.
Never. They didn't march on nothing.
They didn't march on anything.
They didn't even celebrate the March of March.
Okay, but you really...
They did have a march. Glenn Beck had a march.
But you really have to... Yeah, that's where the Tea Party Who? Came from.
Glenn Beck had a march.
Listen.
How many people came?
Listen, you cannot compare white supremacy. You can't... No, you can't
do that. What we can do
no,
is...
No, you can't. No.
I'm not comparing it.
No matter who would have showed up in protest of Obama, it would have been way worse looking for them because y'all been in power. It's white supremacy. Stop it.
Okay, but
you
also,
cannot compare. Like, they would have made themselves look like dicks. It's like, it's the first president.
No,
it's the first black president. Let them have it. Like, at that point,
that's
you just
not what
really
they thought.
Really...
That's what you think for
no,
them.
No.
You can't
no.
think
I'm
for them.
I'm saying, no, they did. Like you said, they did march. That's where the Tea Party came from.
They didn't march. That's not a
the
march. 100,000 people in a march?
Yes, it is.
How no, it's not. It's 16. It's billions of people. 100,000
people. How many
people
showed up in D.C. over the weekend for the Women's March?
3 million?
No, that's where. No. That was U.S.
That was U.S. Well, it was like a
exactly.
couple of
if 3 million people would have said publicly said something about Obama, they would have lost their jobs. People would have been confronted, like the teachers who lost their jobs here. Or got
like I said, and you know why? That's because you just look terrible.
No, because historically racism has a different effect.
That's
but
what
all
I'm saying
is we have to be tactful in how we pursue it.
I would agree with you.
So
like, I was
what
the
is
guy,
attacking,
I was down for
dissing Steve Harvey, T.I., go get him. Saying that you, the brother who T.I. did Steve Harvey for
yeah,
being
yeah,
with,
yeah, I know.
But there's a CNN commentator, I can't think of the brother's name, but he shitted on Steve Harvey and Martin Luther King III by
Van
calling them, Van Jones. I know Van Jones very well. Yeah. That he crapped on them saying that these mediocre brothers wouldn't have met with Donald Trump. He was correct for that. Because Steve Harvey,
who
you
called
don't...
him mediocre? That was a Mark Lamont Hill.
Uh-huh.
It's Mark Lamont Hill.
Exactly. So, Steve Harvey, you have no business meeting with Donald Trump representing the black community. Neither did Russell Simmons have business representing the black community and Rock the Vote and any of that. But Russell Simmons had more business doing that than Steve Harvey had meeting with Martin Luther King III, who tried to sell his daddy Bible and get money. Stop, you clown. You don't represent us. You ain't put no work in.
But everybody knows that.
So, but no, everybody don't know that. The general public is dumb. The general white public is dumb. And the general black public is simple. And we keep wondering, and the intelligentsia is arguing over the wrong things. Chrisette Michelle ain't a topic. We just crapped on ourselves by mentioning it. She should have got her money and went on what she did. Spike Lee dissing her.
She wasn't going to say that. And that's what she had planned to do. She did not want anybody to know until it wasn't televised.
That's
nobody would have known.
Mad at her. That's why I'm not mad at her.
It wasn't like she
but
publicized
you gotta hear,
it.
You got to hear her explanation.
I heard it.
Shit,
no, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
You got to listen.
Because she just said, I'm with her to get a check.
But she, no, I read
okay,
something.
Okay,
I read a quote. I read a quote where she said.
No, and I agree with you. I agree with you.
I read a quote where she said.
Everybody was talking about they would have accepted it had she said she went for money. I think it's more commendable that she didn't necessarily go for the money.
But
she,
I don't believe she
you don't believe, but everybody who knows
she
her,
didn't go for the money. Y'all got to understand that
we
all grow up as African Americans.
I don't
as African Americans, we all grow up with different mindsets. I know more than anyone because of the diverse.
She from Paul Walker Queen. She ain't from. She from the hood.
But no, listen. But that don't mean that don't. No.
Kids in the north.
North
Dakota.
But no,
listen to what I'm saying.
We
grow up with
know,
different
girl,
mindsets
okay.
based on our environment, like you just said, mm-hmm. but our parents and the values that were instilled in us. You understand what I'm
so
saying?
You think that my,
right, my grandmother would have told me, my grandmother don't like that I'm a Republican. Me and my grandmother argue every election, even when I was voting Democrat for the reason that I was. We argue every election because I'm the devil's advocate in the House. Mm-hmm. But she would have told me, like I told some people doing this whole Ferguson effect and all this other stuff going on, all these revolutionary black people or what they think are revolutionary, they're reactionary, are saying this, this, and that. And I asked her, how many white friends you got? Because as an African American, as an African in America, as an African worldwide, as a person of color worldwide, you cannot hate. You have to heal. Our position is not hate. We can point at them and say how wrong they are all we want. No good actions have come from other people onto us. But it's not our job to hate and attack. That's not who we are. That's not our spirit.
Hey, we're not in the position. We don't
it
have
don't matter if we were
in
the position. We were in the position where we ran, we had all the information, all the technology. There's nothing that didn't exist in ancient Egypt that exists now. Computers, not a computer, but the science of it. Intuitive knowledge. It all existed. We don't have the nature to hurt. We have the nature to heal. We can't get away from who we are and our mission. So when she went, she said she went to show people, like, we were going to close them off to us. I went to show them who I am.
And I believed her,
but
I
it don't even matter if I believe her. Somebody else should have did it. No, I don't expect D.L. Hewley to do it. That ain't his role. No. I love the role that he's...
You think
he
should have done it.
I love the role that he played.
The only artist that could have made an impact would have been Beyonce.
Drake should have done it.
Drake ain't,
he's
not American.
He
what
white.
Kodak Black?
Never. Ice Cube should have done it. And she
never.
Yes, he should have. You want to know why? Did you hear his speech at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No.
Watch their induction to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Everybody spoke about their personal journey. When he spoke about it. He spoke about rock and roll, the acceptance, who he was, what they said, the how revolutionary they were. Each he understands it. He's performed with it. Ice-T could have went. Ice-T had a fucking rock group when he was doing when they was doing Fuck the Police. He had a rock group. Some black man that understands that I'm a real nigga, but I still know that I have to create an olive branch because you can't teach nobody not to kill you until they love and respect you.
I agree with that. But I already said she wasn't a big enough fish to make that impact.
She shouldn't even made an impact in our community. We look like fools arguing over it.
No, we like her, though. I think
people liked her, though. I think that's what hurt people.
And then, you know what I'm saying? Especially, like, you know, she came out a natural sister.
Man,
she went through this whole
thing. Let me tell you
thing.
Something else. If it had been somebody else more celebrated, because I didn't rank her like y'all did. If it had been somebody else more celebrated, it would have been... they would be up...
But Drake is not even a U.S. citizen, though.
That ain't what I meant. I meant, like, the person who crosses lines and has... You know what I'm saying? Like, so...
But there's no way he would have done that.
There's somebody that could have went.
I wonder who that person is. You know what?
I know who it is.
Please, please leave us a message and let us know who do you think should have been the person to perform at Trump's inauguration instead of Travis Greene, who is a very unknown gospel singer. I know who he is.
I'm going to get all my friends. I'm going to get all my fans right here. So everybody who really want to know the real deal, here you go. This is your boy, U-City Talk. Here's who should have performed. Why y'all not...
I'm sorry, asking their input.
I'm going to tell y'all this. Think about this. Here's who should have performed.
Mm-hmm.
Scarface, Jay-Z,
no.
Johnny Gill. New Edition.
That would have been Barack Obama's, basically.
It would have been Bill Clinton's. We should have flooded it. We shouldn't have got away from it. We get away from stuff because we hurt. Forget being hurt. Let's use strategy to win.
No, but
we should have flooded it with artists.
But to defense of that,
Bruno Mars.
It didn't even look like we were welcome.
Exactly.
Oh, no, I don't want to be somewhere.
You want to know why?
I think he did
he know better. We told him don't invite us. People came out before he even invited somebody.
Don't even ask.
Don't invite me. That's the whole thing. We should have flooded. We should have been strategic. Every performer should have been
black. I did say that. I honestly did say that.
We should have come. And if they not black, they should be the people that celebrate other artists. Sheryl Crow should have came and brought out everybody from St. Louis. Huey, Chingy, everybody else.
But on the flip side,
you see what I'm saying?
Mo too.
Yeah, Mo. Boy, that check would have had to be so big.
Mo wouldn't have done it though.
No, Mo think he's marginalized in certain areas and he not going to play with the world like Chrisette Michelle did. She ain't had nothing to lose. Like, he like, yo, white folks love him.
Yeah.
Black folks, he like making sure, like, one thing's for sure. I know he's saying this to the community, and this is my opinion. This is not personal. I haven't talked to him about it. But he's saying this. I know white folks paying these bills, but I ain't finna make my people mad because I am my people. He's straight. He from Labadee now. Don't get it twisted. So it's like, don't cut my bills off,
right,
but I ain't gonna disrespect who I am either.
But that's what I'm saying. Who if it was only going to be two people.
Bun B should have done it.
All right. You know
what? Why are y'all so scared about somebody's... Trump is not scared. You think so?
Yeah.
He was the most miserable looking person at his inauguration. I'm going to tell you who was happy. Paul Ryan was beaming. If you go back and look at those videos, Paul Ryan was like, if he could have screamed like a girl, he would have.
He was like, I get to run the country behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes.
He was like, yo, I don't get all the, nobody going to talk about me at all.
They wanted him to be the face. Yeah. He was like, I ain't doing
they that. Set him up for the last place with Romney. They set him up to be the
face. I'm going to tell you something. But if you guys do a little research, you'll understand that Republicans have always one on the same message. Kill crime. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff that Trump said.
Yeah, always.
Paul Ryan wasn't confused about it. He knows when his time is going to be. This ain't his time.
I don't think he wants to be the face.
Oh, he will
be.
I
don't think he wants it.
Mark my word. Any hour, happy hour. 8:25 Central Standard Time.
What?
What's today? January what?
26th. Right?
January 26th at 8:25. Paul Ryan will run and be president two terms. In the next 12 years. He's setting the thing up. Why be president now?
Who is he, by the way? What? I don't even know who Paul Ryan is. Isn't he from Wisconsin?
He's from...
why should he be president now? Think about this. Why should I be president now?
I don't even know much about Ryan.
Where does he go after
this?
He's young, beautiful.
I know he's young.
To them folks.
No, I know.
Why be president now? What does he go through after? Where does he go?
I thought so, yeah.
Where does he go after president, though? Does he go back to the Senate? No, he planned it all. He too young. He gonna wait till
he's
prime.
Only 46.
Yeah, he gonna wait till he prime and ready to run it. And he might be, if Donald Trump run two terms, he'll be the next president.
Yeah, he's a handsome man.
Why shoot his wide down? Where does he go after those years? You said if he run for president, career over.
He's the youngest of four children. He's from Janesville, Wisconsin. He was the happiest. That's all I'm going to say. He's definitely running the country. They're definitely, like, listening to him. He's their Obama without the...
There comes a day in your life when you want to kick back. Straw hat on the porch when you old perhaps. Want to gather your thoughts, have a cold one, brag to your grandkids on how life is golden. So I'ma light a cigar in the corridor of the crib. Pictures on the wall of all the things that I did. All the money and fame, 8x10s of the whole Rat Pack inside of a big frame. Colliding with big names that could have made your career stop. All that and your man is still here and I'm still hot. Wow, I need a moment, y'all. See, I almost felt a teardrop. When was the last time you heard a real anthem? Nas, the millionaire, the mansion. When was the last time you heard your boy Nas rhyme? Never on schedule, but always on time.
These streets hold my deepest days. This had taught me golden waves. Made me
truly, this is what made me
break me.
Not a thing's gonna break me.
These streets hold my deepest days. This had taught me golden waves.
Donald Trump has completed his first week in office. Mm-hmm. He's been clowning.
Donald Trump talk? Are you declining to respond? Is that it?
Here's what I'll say.
Because I wouldn't put it off the top.
I'm a Republican. Mm-hmm. If Paul Ryan would have ran, there's no way I wouldn't have voted for him. And that's what I'll leave it at.
Paul Ryan just looks like...
I think we need a candidate that represents...
What about Kasich, though?
Well, I feel like Kasich.
I like Kasich.
Ohio.
Yeah. He's a reasonable.
I'm also black, so people say black Republican don't go together. They say if you make under $80,000 a year, you shouldn't be a Republican.
I agree.
Well, I've made $80,000 a couple of years.
He said that's why you're a Republican.
No, that's not why I'm a Republican. I believe in small government.
But that's what I don't get about Republicans. This is where they lose me. If you don't want, why are you in a woman's womb? Stay off abortion. Well, y'all fine.
No, that's not
that
it.
Has
it,
been
that,
settled.
That goes
that
to
done.
Religion and that goes to conviction and that shows
no, you
how
know what
we're
it goes
stand
to
stand for principles.
They don't want their women to have abortions because they want to increase
They have
the
no
population.
Idea why they first of all, most Republicans only can move to the fact that it's religion because we're not stupid. And we found out that our wives and our significant others and the women that we believe in our family have a different view. So it's not about the actual act of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about the philosophy and practicality behind it.
Mm-mm.
And
they're full of it.
If you don't regulate the world or human beings or govern them to some degree, where will you stop it?
You can't have an overreach. You really want... No, you cannot. No, it's not
a government issue.
No. It's separation of church and state.
To help something.
No.
It's using the government to help a situation.
What situation? What,
okay, so let me break this down. If you black and you think you smart and you're a Democrat, then you're a sucker. That means you got a Gucci purse, a $5,000 purse, and a $4,000 car. You understand that? If you black and you're a Democrat. Stop playing with me. Democrats ain't done shit for us. First of all, if you're a black woman and you're listening to this,
mm-hmm.
I cheated on you. I came fast. I don't pay attention. I work less hours than you in the week. I contribute less money to the household. I got kids somewhere else. And you still messing with me. That's the Democratic Party. They have failed us every time.
I like the way
you can't tell me nothing. I don't even know if I'm a Republican. What I do know is
I ain't just riding.
You can't just keep cheating. You can't keep failing me and then be up in my face. And if you are up in my face and I do love you, you better be saying the right thing every time. Ooh, baby, I ain't gonna never do
that. But that's why I definitely...
And then if I'm the sucker that fall for that, it's because I want to. It ain't because I think it's right. So when you ask me what's right, I know the Democratic Party is not right for the African American. And if you go back historically, I have to... First, Bill Clinton cared more about black males than any other white Republican male in the history. Bill Clinton, I'm saying a Democrat,
mm-hmm.
a Democratic president, cared more about me than any Republican will ever will. And he did a lot for me personally with financing for school. Mm-hmm. He did a lot for our community. Mm-hmm. He was the first black president, so I don't know why.
Keep saying that.
He was the first black president. I don't care. It wasn't before Obama. But what I'm and he had every black person at his inauguration. But what I'm saying is,
yeah, but he threw more Negroes in jail than the law allowed. Mm-hmm.
I love the crack law. I love the three strikes law. Mm-hmm. If you do not love it, you do not love black people. Bill Clinton did not create the crack law. Maxine Waters, Dolores Tucker, black politicians and black women who were tired of AK-47s flying through the homes of regular, decent black people and brown people in South Central Los Angeles created this. Our community was in disarray. We needed something to fix it. Billions of dollars have been lost in cities like Philadelphia, Detroit.
Yes, it did.
I've had this conversation in the last year 22 times. The people that are in jail and the people who
not
are going...
Not everybody.
There are 16-year-old guys mm-hmm. that did 10 years for a pocket full of crack because some OG in the neighborhood had them out on the corner selling and they got caught up. Whose fault is that? Bill Clinton's or the OG? We need to stop playing in our community and fix it.
But we ain't got no votes.
Crack destroyed our community.
Crack did destroy our community.
And we distributed it. No one distributes death to their community like the black people did in the late 80s and early 90s like crack. Not in the history of the world.
But you also have to think about...
We put it in the community.
But wait a minute.
Throughout the history of the world, plenty of people, plenty of oppressors have tried to distribute the information or disseminate certain things throughout a community. Africans did it, the diaspora, and we suffered. We did it with crack. We need to take ownership of that and move forward. And if it wasn't a three strikes law, it would still be zombie land. How old are you?
35.
You don't know shit. You 40, how old? I don't mean no disrespect. You don't know shit about this because you know stats and you know things. But it was zombie land out there. And I had this argument. African-American female. She works in corporate America. Nah, that didn't change nothing. And I said, in this bar that we in right now. And I was loud. You know how I get in bars. I was like, watch this. And I pointed to over 10 dudes. He stopped selling crack when the crack law came. He stopped selling crack. And this cat that's in here got legitimate lies now. He stopped selling crack. I pointed to 10 dudes that was in the voice of earshot of me that stopped selling crack because of the crack law. It changed the way that the suppliers went forward. When I used to jump, it was open season.
Oh my God. It used to just be just crowds of boys.
Open season.
Outside selling crack.
Yeah.
Selling the pregnant women.
We had to stop it. There was no...
It was a mess.
You give me a better way to stop it than that.
You just stop worried how the drugs get into this country.
Let's go back because they're not treating heroin the same way. Now it's this big push about heroin treatment centers.
My next point.
It's not the criminalization.
My next point, and I want you to end this well. Don't ever tell me what white people are doing in their community. I could care less. I love white people. I have a half white son.
But it's racial.
But I'm not here to protect their community. No, I'm not. I protect my community. So what you telling me is this? Our old girl. Why my husband beat me? I let him beat me because I saw that the police didn't arrest the white husband across the street beating his wife. That has, what they do with their community has nothing to do with us. Don't save you. I don't care what they do with their community. Save my community. And heroin ain't hit my community like crack. It's hitting hard, but it ain't hitting like crack. And the reason that they did the crack law or they backed it is because it hit their community too. Heroin hits their community too.
But that we need to protect our community. But they criminalized our black men for that. They criminalized them. It ain't like you're going to go out and get no jobs paying that kind of money. Stop it. When you know that there are just distinct racial disparities between crack cocaine and everything else. Stop it.
Nothing has been detrimental to any place or anybody or any community like crack. Drive on the west side of St. Louis. It looks like Beirut after war. It is 10 years after. It's 15 years after the hard crack epidemic.
And you don't think it's because of the racial? You don't think it's because of the racial disparities? You don't think it's because of the people who were using it and selling that particular drug that it hit as hard as it did? That it took over entire communities?
The drug itself is the way that heroin is. No, the drug itself is different. Heroin is a downer. It slows you down. Crack hypes you up. If you drink brown liquor, it brings you down. You drink white liquor, it gets you hyped. Right. You know how you do it. So when I do crack, I'm up all night walking the streets looking for the next one. I do heroin, I fall my monkey ass to sleep.
Or die.
But I'm saying it creates a different effect. And I was in college.
Heroin addicts be tripping too.
They do. And actually, heroin addicts are more dangerous than crack addicts.
Yeah, because they gotta
have it.
Somebody OD'd in front of my house and they ran into my neighbor's cars. Yeah, they came down the wrong street. But I live on a dead end street. They straight came up the street and like ran into my neighbor's car, nodded off, like shot up and nodded off.
I just don't understand how people in our community who know how crack hit it and lost their aunties, their uncles, their brothers, their cousins, and mad that they took a measure to stop it or to contain it.
Of course, I'm not upset that they stopped it. I'm just saying, look at the criminalization of it.
Okay, so here's the scenario I've been saying about the three strikes law. Name me 8 drug dealers that dealt with crack, got out, and made a good life. Because I'll name you 8 million that didn't. It's literally 1 million to 1. It was totally useless in our community. There's literally 1 million to 1. One person prospered and did it right and got in and out and lived a life to 1 million that sold and lost it. I got shot on a crack set. Bullet lodged in me in St. Louis U Trauma Center with tears in my eyes and a guy telling me he gonna leave a bullet in me. Looked at my face and was like, what's wrong? I was like, I'm on scholarship. I swear to God, I'm on a sports scholarship. There's no way I can continue with a bullet in me. But it was so many people coming to the trauma center those years that I was just another black male to him until I said that. Came to my room and told me, I took it out. You're going to be able to go to school. That was his thing. Like, he did that for the hood. But to him, I was just another dude brought in here on the night I got shot. Like, 13 people got shot the night I got shot.
You going to keep that bullet, brother.
Yeah. He never thought. He told me, we're going to leave this in you. But all of a sudden, you take it out because I'm a college kid.
Oh, you might have promised. You're not going to go get another bullet.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dog, it destroyed our community. The casualties of war that came with the young people.
Stop acting like it wasn't because of our race. Like, you cannot ignore that.
No. Man, the Italians had dope before we did. And the Italian bosses said, they said in the movies, take it to the niggas and these people. We didn't do that. We took it straight out our mama house on her stoop and sold this shit. We was dead wrong. People been doing heroin, been selling heroin in the 70s. They didn't do it like we did it dead wrong, and we don't want no ownership of it. Plenty of communities had dope. The Italians had it way before we did. Who they give it to? Us. They didn't give it to themselves. We did it dead. Dude sold crack to their mama.
Who else gonna buy from us but us? That's the thing. Don't nobody.
Everybody. No. Untrue. Untrue.
Stop it.
100% unequivocally untrue.
You go to a soul food restaurant today, ain't gonna be nobody in there but black folks.
Guess what? Who you think spent more money on cocaine? White people or black people?
Cocaine's different than crack, though.
Yeah. Who spent more money on cocaine?
Cocaine's different than crack.
I'm gonna ask you a question. Answer the question. Just answer the question. And we sold it to white people, too. Do you know?
Not that many.
Let me tell you something. I seen a special in Florida when they first they did the, when they first did the first Dateline sting on crack, they showed people in Florida buying it. Then one black person drive up to buy from a Florida drug dealer. Florida was selling $5 rocks. St. Louis was selling $25 rocks. We was way behind. Do you know they did a sting in Florida like that Chris Hansen stuff back in the 80s and 90s? Guess who was driving up buying crack? Doctors, nurses, lawyers, politicians, supervisors, foreigners. Everybody they pulled over was in the late model car in white, riding on a Florida dope set to buy it from a black man.
That's Florida.
That's the point. In St. Louis, we think that it's this. In L.A., who you think was buying it? White people and black people. So you say, who gonna buy from us? It was being sold. In training day, what they show you? Some white kids rolling up to the hood buying stuff, and he pulled them over. Because that was a depiction of what they had been experiencing. That's what I'm trying to tell you. We keep trying to put the blame on somebody for cracking, and it's our blame.
That we sold it to ourselves.
No, that we did it like we did it. Listen to LL Cool J. Mary J. Blige, they smoked crack. They thought it was cool. They had to get up off of it. That shit was backstage. Fuck you mean? Run, it was like they should just set it up. Dope. They was like, Run, it was the only motherfuckers that didn't do the dope. LL was on that shit. That nigga was looking to look for a reason.
Never tried crack.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's our fault. It's their fault, and they are the oppressor. It was our fault that we did crack the way we did in our hood.
We take it too far. But we are the do too much culture.
Not just that. It's also a thing where when the mob had it, you couldn't get dope. You couldn't sell dope unless you got it from the mob or a friend of the mob. When crack came, it opened up. Everybody had a different connect. You ain't know if that connect was black, Cuban.
So since we're talking about that, you know, I heard that Mexico, obviously in Trump's first week, Mexico has decided that they're not going to meet with Trump. They actually canceled the meeting. They were supposed to meet. I think he was supposed to host the president of Mexico this weekend. And basically, Trump is saying that he wants to charge a 20% tax on Mexican imports to pay for this wall that he has promised the American people that he's going to stop the flow of immigrants. Mm-hmm. So Mexico has threatened. They just like, all right, we're going to let drugs start coming back up there. We're going to let that coke. We're going to let the coke flow. It's going to be 1980s America.
I definitely don't believe that.
I'm telling you.
I can see that happening.
This 100%. Is definitely a thing.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I don't think people really understand how much money the U.S. spends.
To stop coke is coming up.
No, to do anything. And when you say that, you can go straight to stop coke. Because I looked, like I was saying before, I looked at the 17 organizations that Trump wanted to cut. Mm-hmm. Me being philosophically a Republican. Two of them was black stuff. Yeah, it was like minority business. It was crappy. But 15 other didn't have nothing to do with black people. He want to cut government spending and people not really looking. But I don't think people understand how much technology a country like us has. Like, we buy planes, we spend $300 million. Some people don't spend $300 million on their whole military. We got X-ray machines and all this coming from Mexico to the U.S. Mexico don't got it, though. They don't got the resources we have to stop cocaine. They fronting like they do. They can't stop it. They don't have the machines and the technology we have to X-ray vehicles. Or they would do it at their border, and then we would do it again. They don't have it. It's all the U.S. funding that. We fund other countries for a lot of things. They can't stop, though.
So basically, okay, so in saying that, are you saying that since it was an influx of heroin, obviously coming from the Middle East, now that they're going back and forth with Mexico, can we expect that cocaine is going to start flowing through the U.S. again? Because, I mean
cocaine was coming from Colombia. It wasn't just coming from Mexico. And when you look back historically at the way the drugs come into the country,
but the loosest border is still Mexico, so they still come into Mexico.
That is the loosest border, but the cocaine traffickers don't. They play a numbers game. They send it every way.
Yeah, they send 50 different planes.
Every way it is.
If I get 502, so, I made enough money.
If you don't know, and we may talk about this, and I possibly could get one of these people on the show, because I did.
No, the next episode.
No, serious business.
Great guests.
Not the Medellin thing. So you got to understand, dope come in the country 100 different ways. They have submarines, this and this, Gulf, Mexico, Florida. So what I'm saying is Mexico ain't in no position where they doing so much and spending so many millions of dollars and got so many different personnel to where they's trying to stop dope coming in America. Every other country laughs at us for our dope culture.
But all I'm saying is, if they have the loosest borders, they could affect the flow of the drugs coming into the U.S., but
we are the controlling force on the Mexican borders, not the federalities.
All I'm saying is this the setup for we about to see crack again?
I want to know who got the courage to sell crack. And
that's why, go back to your original point.
That's why I love the crack law. And if you've killed two people, I expect you to go to jail. I don't want you to kill a third or get a third strike.
Oh, yeah. The stop That's snitching good. Should not apply for murder.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It shouldn't apply for murder.
And the people that were running up on Bill and Hillary Clinton during the campaign trail, they were defending murderers.
The super predator.
Yeah. Why are you a super predator? He killed three people. Let's go. Move on. We're a better culture. We're black. We're supposed to be the highest culture on the planet. We don't need to argue with people who worry about... If white people locking up people, we should agree. Because we're the highest culture on the planet. We should agree with who they lock up. And we shouldn't be getting locked up. We got to train our kids better. In the South, they train... Don't get caught up in law enforcement.
It's definitely a different culture down South.
I have a son that looks exactly like Mike Brown. Let me show you his picture. Big old dude. Look just like Mike Brown. If my son had grabbed up somebody, grandfather... in a store and pushed him down for some cigarillos, I would have been okay with everything happened but him dying. If the police would have beat his ass silly and I had to come get him from a police station, I'm like, get up. Don't you ever go in nobody's store and treat them like that.
But after Rodney King, they stopped beating black folks. They just
shoot. No, that ain't what I'm saying. Like,
you know, they don't want the evidence. They don't want the trouble. No, what is all of this?
That ain't what I mean. I understand that. Now, that's wrong. But what I'm saying is...
I mean, it's terrible. But that's what it seems like.
When I look back at some footage of a young man pushing a proprietor, a store owner, away for some black and miles or cigarillos, you're not acting like a black man in America that want to survive. And I'm not saying his life should be in danger for that. That's ridiculous for me to assume that or say that. But it is one that you're going to run into the establishment. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's a whole nother show for a whole nother day.
But I'm saying you can't act like that in America and be... So all I'm saying is we have to create... So basically it boils down to the bottom line. We have to create the standard that we live by. And if we do, the crack law is in that standard.
You're the first person I've talked to that
can't nobody tell me nothing. Because I know killers, I know drug dealers and killers. And you can't tell me some of them don't need to be out here.
But a lot of these people.
A lot of the young men got caught up and they got way more time than they should have. But guess whose problem that is?
Who?
The OG who handed them the dope and they mother and what?
What if they were the OG?
No, the OG get it. He knew better. When the crack law came, everybody who was out here knew better. It was the young dudes who didn't know better. And if your mother let you be out in this,
reference point. And these girls that got like conspiracy charges. Reference point. That was terrible too.
If you're a black female and you have young males or young females under your care and you don't raise them right, I hate you. Okay. If the father's not in the house, I won't even speak to him because he's worse than... He's so low that I can't even project negative energy on him. And it's not all your fault when I'm saying I hate you as a woman. I expect the women to step up and raise their children like my mother did. But the men are so low. You're so low that I won't even speak on you. I'll speak on Satan, but I won't speak on you.
No.
If you don't raise your kids and he out here doing this damage, that's who you are as a male. And if you don't know you weak, and if you're on Instagram and think you thorough, you weak.
You know, some of these dudes don't even know these kids, they kids, right?
You weak. No, there's different scenarios. I'm not. That's different. But I'm just saying.
Some of them don't even know they got kids.
If you hear this show throughout history, and I don't know how this is going to be. If you hear this show throughout history, and I'm critical of black women who are raising black males, know that I'm critical of you because I expect something of you. And if I don't say something about the man, that's because he's lower than Satan and he ain't worth my time.
He lower than Satan.
If you ain't raising your kid. The way our community is, and you got kids out here, and your son a killer, your son a predator, because they are predators. I've worked in the school system. Some of these young men are lost.
I believe that.
And it might not be their fault. Like, my uncle talked about this. It's not their fault. It's the man's fault. He abandoned them and left the woman with a huge challenge. But the woman got to step up to that challenge. The man needs to, too. But who are we talking about? Less than Satan. So let's move on.
Let's move on.
The 25th anniversary of Juice called this movie all time.
No, it just had Tupac you in get it, and he was amazing.
The wind beneath your feet. Tupac was ridiculous. I couldn't wait for them to kill him in that movie.
Oh, my God. You just hated him, and he was terrifying. When he was on the other side of that locker, oh, my God. And you knew it was Tupac, you were still terrified.
I wanted somebody to knock his head off. I thought the light-skinned nigga could take him. I never signed with a light-skinned nigga. I told Raheem, whoop Tupac.
Khalil Khan.
And I met him and called him Raheem.
I heard he's supposed to be real short, ain't he?
No, he wasn't super short.
Somebody told me he was short.
Now, Lorenz Tate is short.
Oh, yeah, I can see that, yeah. Because he can play old dog right now still.
Yeah. He ain't aged or nothing.
There's someone trying to do a Menace to Society, too.
I hated that movie.
You didn't like Menace to Society?
I don't like any of their movies because they end...
All tragic. That's why I like them.
Oh, my God. None of them ain't good. It's heart-wrenching. I can't say the girl in me hates it. I just... I've seen Menace to Society one time.
One time?
One time. I couldn't take it. Oh, I couldn't take it. It was too emotionally draining for me. I walked out of the theater. I was, like, distraught.
Hughes Brothers are underrated directors, too.
No. That is just going against everything. Movies are supposed to end on a high note.
So you didn't like Dead Presidents either?
No. I hate those movies. I hate their movies. Hey, I don't even think I've seen Dead Presidents all the way through because I knew it was their movie. I'm telling you, it's too much for me. Emotionally, I can't take it. All right. So you've listened and checked out Any Hour Happy Hour. I am Stacey Static.
And I'm Topher Jones.
And you can check us out every week, every Friday. You can tune in with us and you can find out what was trending on my social media and all over social media, basically. And definitely follow us. And email us anyhourhappy@gmail.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening.
Topher, they go look.
Yo,
I can't wait to edit this
shit. If you got questions, comments, criticism, hit us up on the show. We're not fronting. We can be wrong. We can be right. We celebrate everybody's opinion. We are African American, so we definitely represent that.
I'm a woman of color,
and she's a woman of color. I'm African in America, and we definitely want everybody to reach out, and we respect everybody's opinion. Absolutely. Like I said,
y'all social media stuff. Let their people know.
Oh yeah, at Stacey Static. I'm at Stacey Static everywhere. That's StaciStatic. If you're not looking right at my name.
Real talk, and definitely do not hit me up on social media unless you really want to be my real friend, and I tell my real friends the real truth. So if you get me to follow and you post up some bunk shit, I'm definitely coming at you. If you're funny looking and you post up something like, and if you like marginally like a 5 out of 1 through 10 and you start doing all selfies, I'm going to dry your ass. So you may not want to hit me up at UCityTopher. That's at UCityTopher at Gmail, at UCityTopher on Twitter, at UCityTopher on Instagram. I am who I am on social media and in real life. Know that. That's real talk.